Now.
The decks of the Intrepid, the big aircraft carrier, of course, parked in New York City. So many vying each year to get a position on that boat, especially now you're talking about the fact that you've got amazing pieces of military history there, meaning aircraft, all kinds of aircraft, even a sub and now one of the shuttles. And, of course, Memorial Day wasn't so much about the equipment that's been used over the year, but about the people who have served in so many of our wars. It's a day where the U.S. military is honored across the board. Saw a lot of American flags in my neighborhood. It was awesome to see them lined up and down the streets. Might be the same in your neighborhood. Some of the big places where folks also go, besides places like the Intrepid, Arlington National Cemetery. The president was there and gave a speech. We're going to let you hear a little bit about what the president had to say coming up during this hour of America tonight. Lots of people visit the Vietnam Veterans Memorial as well. A lot of that kind of stuff in Washington, as that memorial is. In case you've never been there, it's an amazing thing. 58,000 servicemen and women who died during that Vietnam conflict have their names on that wall. I can't tell you how many people I have seen with a piece of paper and pencil who have etched the name to remember to take it away with them. I've seen people very, very teary-eyed and upset when they've left the memorial, and people who just kind of bow their heads and do a sign of the cross, if you will, when they've been there. Arlington, though, Arlington Cemetery is a spot always on Memorial Day. It's not just about the presidents of the United States going there to observe and remember, but it's about a lot of people who will also visit the cemetery in the next couple of days. And throughout this past weekend, it was certainly like that. There were a lot of Memorial Day parades, too. You might have had one in your neighborhood, the familiar bagpipes and a lot of people, veterans of various wars, marching up and down the streets in New York City. That's a big deal. But I know in a lot of nooks and crannies where you're listening to me, it's a big deal as well. So I think it is the number one day to remember, to honor, and to think about the people who have given their lives and the people, frankly, who have served in the military too, not just, you know, those who lost their lives. And then even really the families and what's happened to so many families because of various wars, losing people that, you know, they never had a chance to say goodbye to, who were brave, went off and never came back. But of all the days in the year, when I think of the American flag, and there's Flag Day and there's 4th of July and there's a lot of other days where we'll put flags out in front of our houses. In fact, some people will just leave it there permanently. To me, the American flag really represents what it's like to live in this country and be part of this country, I think, more than any other day. The sacrifices, the things that we think about, it's a federal holiday for a good reason, and it's been celebrated since the end of the Civil War. In fact, I was actually reading something that I didn't know about. Usually, you know, I know the obvious statistics about what Memorial Day is, but I found a couple of new little twists, things that I frankly did not know about Memorial Day that I will share with you during this hour or two as well. I hope you had a chance on the long weekend to spend it with some family, to have a chance to relax, to chill, to catch up with old friends, whatever it might be. Because while we are honoring the people who have served in the wars and how important that is, the other part about Memorial Day is the lives that have been lost to preserve our freedoms, to do the things that we're able to do as a free society. That's a huge part of why so many people fought, why so many people believe in the United States of America. Now, one of the things that you might have done over the weekend, you might have gone to the movies. You know, we do our cheap little movie review. I said it was a layup to think that Men in Black would come in number one in the box office. And sure enough, Men in Black did. Men in Black, $55 million Friday to Sunday. So probably on Monday it raked in a few more. There's something about superheroes kind of goes along with the theme here, doesn't it, that we like. And Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones kind of fall into that category in a sense anyway. And the first two movies were, I think, so popular, that's probably what drew them in. The Avengers still is taking in a ton of cash. They're already up to almost $520 million just domestically. Imagine, only the fourth movie ever to top $500 million. Woohoo! $500 million. You can bet that they're pretty excited at that studio. All right, as you know, here on America Tonight, we zig and zag in a couple of different directions. I certainly don't want to leave you out. If you are alive and thriving at the tail end of this holiday, you need to be a part of the conversation. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or you can shoot us an email. Go to americatonight.net, click on Contact Us, and boom, you are in with the email situation. You can just let your thoughts fly. Because it is the tail end of Memorial Day, and because we are talking about wars and whatnot, the possibility of war in Syria and what's happening in Syria, it's been now a year and a half of the slaughter at the hands of Assad. And as that continues, over the weekend, 100 more people were killed, a lot of them children. So now there are some at the Pentagon who are saying, you know, we're not going to rule out the possibility. We're not going to rule out the possibility of maybe we get more involved. Maybe we come to the aid of Syria. Well, I have to ask you that question, ladies and gentlemen. You see and read the horrible things that are happening in Syria, but do you think that we have more that we can invest in yet another country in the Middle East? As awful and gloomy and sickening and sad as it is to read about the atrocities in Syria, how deep can we go there? What do you say? So we're going to talk about that and a few other things as well, including two battleships on their final voyage. Which two? I'll tell you next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Not just as a rank or a number or a name on a headstone, but as Americans, often far too young, who are guided by a deep and abiding love for their families, for each other, and for this country. I can promise you I will never do so unless it's absolutely necessary, and that when we do, we must give our troops a clear mission and the full support of a grateful nation. As long as I'm president, we will make sure you and your loved ones receive the benefits you've earned and the respect you deserve. America will be there for you.
All right, so that's a little bit about the president's, a little bit of what the president had to say today. That, of course, was the traditional thing that you see at Arlington. That's where he spoke, one of the many places that he spoke. And it's kind of the same drumbeat, I think, with the Obama administration. It's a somber day for some, especially those that are at Arlington. It makes sense, you know, what he was saying there. What doesn't make sense, and one of the things that's being debated, is, in a sense, the response that we've seen to the Syrian situation. And I ask this question, how far do you think we can go with Syria? Because you've got over a year and a half of people that are being slaughtered, and we're seeing the video. And when is this Assad regime going to end? How does the president sit back and watch while we're invested in yet these other places? It's a wicked move on the chessboard that is the sands of the Middle East. So the president saying he still supports the Assad regime, in a sense, giving them more time to, you know, execute, as Mitt Romney said, and he's right about this, to execute their military onslaught. So does the United States work with some other folks, NATO, even though we're the biggest chunk of NATO, and arm Syrian rebels? But then, of course, who are the Syrian rebels? So they have a chance to defend themselves. Do we give them the ammo? Do we give them the guns? Do we give them the whatever they need? And how do we not stop Syria? But yet, how do we invest in Syria when we have no money? How much money can we possibly spend, especially with the axe swinging over the head of the Pentagon, and we're going to put $5-6 billion into Afghanistan for the foreseeable future? In fact, we're not even out of Afghanistan. We have 88,000 troops still in that country. So what is the reaction? What is it that the United States should do? Is it a bombing situation? Try to do some kind of a bombing campaign here versus anything? You know, it's interesting because, or versus nothing, it's interesting because the president does not really want to talk about at all. He doesn't want to talk about Syria. He doesn't want to talk about Assad. And all you'll ever hear is just that, you know, the conditions in Syria are different from what we've seen in Libya and whatnot, but they back away from any discussion about Syria and what's going to happen with Syria. And it's probably because in a presidential year, do you really want to have U.S. forces in another conflict in the Middle East? It's about getting out of unpopular situations, isn't it? Iraq, Afghanistan. So I think it's about trying to do this bogus negotiating a transition where you have President Bashar al-Assad surrendering his crown, his power, whatever, and then coming up with some kind of an agreement between, or surrendering part of it, coming up with some kind of an agreement between Assad and the rebels. I don't see it. I don't see how that's going to happen. And then you have the Russian foreign minister who said very late on Monday that Russia's not wedded at all to keeping Assad in control. They don't want that to happen. So what's the move? What's the move, America? Kate Delaney here on ATN. A big week in store for you. Lots of great guests. I'm going to introduce you to one of my favorite people who was in England for the Maggie Thatcher regime and can tell you the comparisons between what was happening in England and the slippery slope that they fell into, and then how it took so much to reverse it and the amount of taxes that the people were paying there. So Andrew Sabo, my pal, is going to come by and talk about that with us. And we have a whole bunch of other people as well, including our pal Don Wiskin from Extendivite. Because so many of you are sending me emails now about the whole heart attack thing, stuff that you've been reading about lately. There was all kinds of information out there. And what is it that lowered my blood pressure and what saw my cholesterol numbers really fly off the charts? And I'll say it again because everybody keeps asking for the website. You're not finding it on America Tonight. I don't have that on America Tonight, so I'm telling you, it's heartdrop.com, heartdrop.com. And you can hear me shaking them. The thing that I'm talking about is called Extendovite. Extendovite. No matter how you cut it, I gotta say, garlic and cayenne somewhere combined in this, which is part of the ingredients have to be pretty darn good for you. All right, so we're gonna motor into what I said was, what are the ships? What are the ships that are going to be retired? And there's one that definitely is going to be retired, is on its last voyage. And there's another that they're talking about retiring. And this is a pretty well-known battleship, the USS Iowa. And this was a boat that was at sea for six decades. So the final voyage is happening now to Los Angeles. So this is an easy one. This is a pleasure trip to become a museum. So that's what's going to happen there, just like the battleship New Jersey. It's kind of that situation. I mentioned the Intrepid. There was a big ceremony there. You owe yourself a trip to the Intrepid if you're in New York. It's so worth going through and seeing. It's just absolutely amazing. I've been there three times. And what you had was at the Port of Richmond is where it set off in California. Then through the San Francisco Bay. And you got a bunch of tugboats also pulling you know, pulling the Iowa in. Kind of a little sentimental thing for the Iowa, because some of the conflicts that this, like I said, boat solved. Imagine 6 decades, let your mind, you know, wander back and you know. And now being decommissioned in 1990 and was finally sold, because these things are so expensive, to the Pacific Battleship Center. And that was in May, two years ago. So finally they voted unanimously, because it's up to a thing called the Harbor Commission in L.A. to create a permanent spot for the ship in the port there. And they're going to have it open to the public by July 7th. I wonder, because you know how L.A. is such a sprawling piece of real estate, how many people will venture down to see the Iowa? I'll tell you, I would make that trip to see the Iowa. If I was in Los Angeles, I would go and see it. I would be very, very curious, because you think of some of the things that this boat saw. How about President Franklin Roosevelt crossing the Atlantic to his meeting with Winston Churchill and Stalin in World War II? How about that? How about the Iowa pounding the beachheads in the Pacific with guns blazing in front of the Allied landings and taking part in the surrender in Tokyo Bay in 45? How about the Korean War? Bombardments, gun strikes galore, you name it. And so not everything, though, from the Iowa has been smooth sailing over the years in its history. There were explosions on the boat that killed sailors in 1989. And these ships, though, these gray ladies, because to me they're like the gray ladies, there's not a lot of ships like these anymore in any active navies. It makes sense with the kind of warfare that we're doing now, because most of the ships, the old ships too, they were either turned into museums like the Iowa. They've been sunk. A bunch of them have been sunk or just completely scrapped, because think of what's on those ships. So they refurbished the Iowa, and I think it'd be very cool to go and see it, frankly. I don't know how many of you, and you know, here's kind of a great question, too. We're talking about the seriousness of Syria. But then on the other side of that, how many of you have seen any of the old battleships? How many of you have been on any of the old battleships? I mentioned the Intrepid. I've been on the battleship New Jersey. Very, very cool. And the PT-109, the cruiser, the PT-109, I was on the PT-109. That was the boat that Kennedy was on. Stay with us. More Odds and Ends next.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide provide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete.
All right, we're going to mix a couple of other things into the pot here on Odds and Ends as we are cleaning up the tail end of an exciting holiday weekend. Very proud, woo, to be an American on this day. I think of all the people who have served, including in my own family, my entire family, actually on the male side, and even some of the females in some of the skirmishes from World War II forward, moving forward, Vietnam, etc., Korea, and what it meant to my family and the stories that I heard growing up and whatnot. I know many of you have that, and many of you have served. So once again, hats off, attaboy, attagirl. Thank you so much for caring so much about this country and investing with your lives, because too many people, unfortunately, have lost their lives, whether it's Afghanistan lately, Iraq before that, and who knows into the future, because I was talking about Syria and whether or not we should jump into the fray in Syria and go up against Assad instead of saying, what are we going to do here? We got to keep the regime. Our regime, our president is saying, well, we're not going to really go up against Assad. We're going to condemn what's happening to humanity, but we're not really investing. So should we arm these Syrian rebels, stay completely out of this because we can't afford to be involved in anything else in the Middle East? You know, what is the ultimate play here? We're not going to solve this in one segment on America Tonight. We've talked about Syria for a long time with all kinds of big people and people who have an interest in Syria on ATN, and we'll continue to do that, by the way, boomeranging into the future. All right, funny thing, just wanted to make sure everybody knew this. I talked about the PT-109, and I rode on a replica of the PT-109. It was at Wildwood Crest, New Jersey. It was a ship that they cut to the exact dimensions of Kennedy's PT-109, and they had a little thing about Kennedy on it, and you took a ride through the ocean and the bay there. But as Cop pointed out, and so it's good to let everyone know that, I certainly was not in the bottom of the ocean trying to dig up the PT-109, because it was found. It was found, and that was back in, I want to say, 2000-something. I don't know if it was early 2000s. I can remember it. There was a National Geographic expedition. Many of you know I talked about the story going up to the National Geographic when I was in Washington a couple of months ago, and they found what they certainly thought were the parts of that boat, because remember, this boat was sliced sliced in half, if you want to put it that way, but it sank in the Solomon Islands when a Japanese destroyer jammed through it. And it became one of the Kennedy legends, a huge legend, because Kennedy was the skipper, and he jumped into the water to save his crew. If you remember, it was on the PT-109. He was just 26 years old. And they found the explorers, Robert Ballard, who's a famous explorer, they found a torpedo and a torpedo launching tube that was jammed into some coral. And, you know, this is an incredible find, because it is like, as he said afterwards, like finding a needle in a haystack, a needle in the haystack. But the PT-109, very cool, the history of that boat. I read a ton about the PT-109, and probably because partially I was fascinated by getting a chance to ride on the replica boat. And I mentioned a couple of other things, like the ceremonies they had on the Intrepid and Arlington National Cemetery. So far and wide, and in almost every town, there was something going on, some kind of a memorial to honor people who have served and lost their lives in wars. And, you know, will we transition with this Assad regime in Syria, or do we arm the rebels, or how far do we go with the Syrian problem? Right now, I can tell you that my sources at the Pentagon say no way. Right now, that's not happening. Talk is cheap, and that's all it is. It's just talk. They're not trying to jump into the middle of this. They're not going to jump in, even though we see some of these terrible, terrible pictures coming out of Syria. And a couple of our top generals are not happy. They want to see something happen with Assad, and that they feel as though they need to tell everyone, we're prepared to jump in if we have to do that. We are prepared to do whatever it takes. All right, I want to mix in a few other things, too, here coming off of the weekend. You know, I always say it wouldn't be a weekend if we didn't have a visit from Mother Nature somewhere, somehow, doing something that wreaked havoc with people's lives. And, you know, when I say wreaked havoc, it could be a tornado and everybody's okay, but it ripped up some neighborhoods, or it could be, you know, something worse than that. And over the weekend, of course, the concern was about what was going to happen with some of these tropical storms that are brewing and getting ready to come to shore, not in the U.S., off the shores of the United States, but, you know, ultimately, where do they end up? And because now we're getting very close to the official hurricane season, and there's kind of a frenzy over the eight hurricanes that have been named as potentially to be, three of them, pretty damaging. Don't you love that? Ahead of the storm, let's tell you that the storm is going to be really, 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 really bad. So we don't know any details. We just know that we're going to have a few. If you look at what the weather's been like, something's going to happen that's not going to be good. But we can't tell you any of the specifics of it. We just know that we're for sure going to see some hurricanes that start out as tropical storms that get up to maybe a Cat 3 or a Cat 4. So just batten the hatches eventually here. Get ready, because it's inevitable that we're going to see that. What we did see, though, was some freaky heat. The Indy 500, they had some of the worst conditions that they've ever had as far as the heat's concerned. I think almost the hottest, but not quite historically the hottest, but hot enough. And I don't know if in your neck of the woods, did the thermometer get all the way up to 100, pegging over 100? How hot was it in your neighborhoods? Were people sucking down the popsicles in the water and trying to do anything they could to beat the heat? It was, if you look at a map of the U.S., it really was that kind of a weekend. And the Indy 500, they saw the temperatures really, really break up the crowd. So the crowd's having a hard time with that. I mean, yes, you know, to drink water and all that, but when it's in your face and you're sitting there and you're just trying to watch and watch and watch and watch and see what's happening in a long venue, lots of heat on you, people don't always think about that. I'll tell you what, though, getting to that venue, one thing that was good is if they had to idle at all, which usually happens, you get stuck in these big crowds. Gas prices have really fallen, haven't they? I don't know what's happening with gas in your neighborhood, but I can tell you that I filled up today. Couldn't wait to get on the air to tell you that I paid $3.20 for gas, $3.20 for a gallon of regular. Man, we were pegging at almost $4 just 6 weeks ago. So that's a dramatic drop. How much, if any, does this help the president in the run for the White House? Because the gas prices are definitely one of those sacred cows that if they get too high, people flame out, freak out, and absolutely will pin it on the guy who's in the White House. Absolutely. And in this case, because there's such a moratorium on drilling, and we're building one more refinery, but because we haven't built a refinery since the 70s, and we're stuck in this green mindset that isn't working, because there's not enough to replace what's out there. You know, this is one of those moments where if you're going to really see things dip, then you got to move fast. But because people are off talking, not talking anymore about the price of gasoline, I think it helps the president, because it's one less thing that he has to defend. It's one last thing that when he's in front of a bunch of reporters or when people are asking him out in public because they're struggling with the gas price, it's one less thing that he has to defend. One less thing. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to go to the mailbag. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Snail mail. So without further ado, even though it was a holiday, lots of you took the time to shoot me an email and let your thoughts fly. Remember, you can also do that by getting Press 4. Go to the website, americatonight.net. Click on the icon, Press 4. Somebody's going to win when you enter the contest. The brand new iPhone that's coming out. But also, it's a great way for you to vent. Once you get Press 4, you can have an iPhone, an Android, any kind of phone. Then, during the day, when something gets you hot, you can rant about it simply by saying, America Tonight, rant. But first step is, you got to get Press 4. So easy. They're not taking your information, looking to spam you, any kind of that nonsense. Just a way for you to communicate with me. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
It was like he was trying to whisper it in my ear. Can I hear that again?
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you so much. All right, let's take this first one. This one is from Chris in Vermont. Chris in Vermont says, Kate, did you hear what Mitt Romney said about Syria? In fact, all week long, people were talking about Syria. I think it's because 100 people were killed over the weekend. Man, it's like blood in the streets. Assad is a maniac. Yet, how can we possibly go deep into the bowels of Syria after everything that's already happened in the Middle East. Yeah, it's what they call a conundrum. What do you do? Wow, you see these people and you see what they're going through and you just stand there and you don't do anything? I mean, isn't that the United States of America? Isn't that our way? Isn't that what we do? Defend the people who can't defend themselves? Aren't we the shoulder to climb on? Isn't that why we're the superpower? But yet, as that leaves my lips, I agree. We've spent so much money in Iraq and in Afghanistan and in previous battles before that, that we are tapped out, my friends. We are tapped out. We're going to have to start to have bake sales, even though you're not supposed to have bake sales because that promotes obesity. We're going to have to do something, seriously, to raise money and kick it up a notch. So the answer is, I think it's atrocious what's happening in Syria. And I think that the Obama administration is straddling the fence because they don't really have their mind made up. They don't want to look like jerks by not doing anything about Assad, but at the same time, they're hoping that it just sort of goes away. Could we agree to have them both coexist and split power down the middle? Could we do that? Is there a way out of this because of the election coming up and the anti-war sentiment and the lack of money? We all know that. How do we dive into this? And the answer is we can't, really. I mean, we can. But can we afford to do it? And the answer to that is no, we can not. So there you go. Chris in Vermont. Thanks for the note, by the way, because that's a new person. Chris in Vermont has never sent us an email before. Right, here's another one that came to me just this morning when I was drinking my coffee. I checked the mail and I saw this. This one is from Cyan, who says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney and America Tonight. Don't know if you read this story or not about the MSNBC host who said it makes him uncomfortable to talk about fallen soldiers as heroes. And because so many people caught it and some veterans groups complained, MSNBC had to get him to retract." So What it was, Chris Hayes was the guy's name, and he's the host of a show called Up with Chris Hayes. So he released a statement saying he was sorry for that, and he was part of a panel discussion talking about heroes, how you describe the word hero. What does the word hero mean? And he said it makes him uneasy. It makes them uncomfortable about the word because it seems that it's so rhetorically just, you know, thrown out there as a justification for more war. He was saying that, well, geez, if we just say that these are people who are heroes, then maybe it won't be so bad for us because the people will just automatically think of people who are serving as heroes. And that's the way to sell the war. So he was saying exactly that. And then after it came back and there was massive blowback, Veterans of Foreign Wars and some other groups just slammed him to the ground for being conflicted about the term. And then he came out and he made a statement about it and, said that it wasn't any kind of a disregard for people who have paid the price while defending the nation, blah, 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 blah. And it just was talking about bad timing, too. If you're going to have a discussion about what does the word hero mean, what a time to end up having that discussion. I guess he didn't realize how the sensitivity chip that so many people feel and how many people feel so connected to soldiers and connected to what they're going, what they're going through. It's like all the fallen soldiers who have family and the soldiers who come back missing limbs. I mean, I say this, these aren't just empty words, and I hope that as an American we see that we do more for them. We cannot do enough for veterans, for the hell that they go through what they live through in their head. And to me, there just is frankly just not enough being done. So, yeah, poor timing on his part. They did the obligatory apology thing. I think after a couple of days it blows over and he just goes on and does the thing that he's doing and then, you know, says that his concerns might not be justified. Yeah, the timing was really bad on that one. Because fallen soldiers especially, and that's what he said, uncomfortable calling fallen soldiers. That means people who, look, this is people who've given their lives. Are they heroes? Of course. Of course, by any definition, not why a war happened or an action, just only on the soldiers that have served, the soldiers that are serving, the soldiers that have come back in coffins, the soldiers who have come back missing limbs. So I guess he didn't think that out enough. That's what I think. I'm going to say he just kind of shot from the hip and got discombobulated about what he was saying. I could be wrong, but I think that's what happened. All right, Mitt Romney, would you be surprised to know, who was talking about Memorial Day, as was the president, has the support of veteran groups. 58% of veterans support Romney, 34% back the president. This is Gallup's handiwork. They have a new survey out. And in the last couple of weeks, the polls have showed a significant gap between Obama and Romney as well, with women who are more favorable to the president and men leaning more toward Romney. Isn't that interesting? But the advantage with the veterans, I don't know that it's necessarily a total surprise, because veterans being more conservative, perhaps, and absentee ballots, where do they end up eventually? And this was a pretty big sampling they did. So Mitt Romney, by the way, had an appearance with Senator John McCain at the Veterans Museum Memorial Center in San Diego. That's a really, really cool place to go and see, too, if you're there. And while the president was at Arlington National Cemetery and the Vietnam Veterans Memorial on the National Mall, that's where you could have found Mitt Romney. So, Romney ahead when it comes to veterans.
USA! 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 USA.